Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Now, a dog's got monkeypox. This is serious, folks. This is my column for TCW Defending Freedom of the 19th of August 2022. The US Centers for Disease Control have announced that a dog in France has contracted monkeypox. Neither the sex of the dog nor its sexual orientation have been disclosed. The dog is described as stable, but fear is spreading now regarding interspecies infection, including dog-to-human infection. This nasty little virus certainly seems to know its way around the species, from monkeys to dogs by a route as yet unspecified. The dog is presumably refusing to disclose its contacts, and then possibly onto humans. Does monkeypox become dogpox at some point? I wonder. In other news, it's been announced that monkeypox officially no longer exists after much workshopping. The WHO have renamed it the rather dull Clade 1 and Clade 2 to represent the Congo Basin and West African viruses, respectively. One wonders what we pay these people for. A clade is simply a group of organisms with a common ancestor. It is not strictly a name. And a clade must be a clade of something, and of course that's monkeypox. According to Global Health Now, the renaming by the WHO was to avoid stigmatisation of any cultural, social, national, regional, professional or ethnic groups. They did apparently consider renaming monkeypox altogether, but I guess there's only so much workshopping you can fit into a busy day over in Geneva at the WHO. Meantime, the world's leading science journal Nature has been busy gathering evidence of how monkeypox, strike one, I just can't help it, spreads. Lo and behold, after intensive investigation, they concluded last week that prolonged contact with the lesions on someone infected with monkeypox, oops, strike two. I'm not convinced that we needed Nature to tell us this, as we have known this since the first days of the appearance of the virus that resembles smallpox. You can see I'm trying. Other routes of transmission remain theoretically possible, and the virus has been found to persist in the semen of infected persons. I hazard a guess that those persons will all be male, and most likely males who have sex with other males. According to Nature, researchers say that in the people they examined, having a larger number of lesions in the mouth and throat was linked to oral sex, and having more lesions in and around the anus was linked to anal receptive sex. One is left hanging regarding who these people are. Again, one can hazard a guess. TCW has been onto the monkeypox scam since the outset. We've evaluated the panic, expressed our disappointment at the mild nature of the virus, and decided there's nothing to worry about. This is simply another attempt by the global health elite to whip us into a frenzy of death obsession and fill the coffers of Big Pharma.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.